it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Is this starting to feel like the year for the Phillies? 58.1% say yes. That has been going down the entire time.
Yeah. Are you
going
to get stateside to make more of the year vodkas like you did for
well, that
last
wasn't
year's
good luck.
Sixers?
Yeah, that wasn't good. There's 2 years ago with the Sixers. We decided it was the year, and we decided to make these. I'll show you this. Stateside made this for rights to Ricky. Made this vodka bottle. It said the year was gold leaf.
Oh, no, I remember. Gave me one. I got it.
Yeah,
got one
and they lost in the first round.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That was tough.
Yeah. Let's
the vodka
get to,
was good, though.
The vodka is always good. The vodka inside was great, and the label looked awesome.
Yeah, it looked awesome.
Great label.
Great label. Yeah, all-timer.
You like the, like, you know, the black colored things, like
yes,
like Joel Embiid is a demon in a way.
Well, it was it's takeoff of the Misfits. I don't know if you've ever seen the Misfits t-shirt or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a rock punk band or whatever. That's what it was. So let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Been a while since we've had a good stock watch on our callers. As always, we are monitoring.
Yep.
Always monitoring.
Jack is always monitoring everyone all the time. If I'm always managing, he's always monitoring.
That is right. So I have stock watch for our afternoon show caller. Starting at number five, OG Wade stock down.
Yeah.
Down.
I started to get like serious on the phone calls. We got, you know, the Jalen thing. He's called once this week.
Yep.
We're still waiting for his new bit.
Yeah.
Don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Philly season, he always struggles.
One hit wonder.
Yeah, he is.
Well, the call, the berating me about how we talked about Justin was like, what are we doing here, buddy?
Having a little fun with Justin.
Yeah, come on.
I think he took offense to that whole thing.
Yes, oh, I'm sure he did.
Yes.
Yes, I'm sure he did.
Wow. Whatever. We're all having fun here.
Yes. We're all having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lighten up, OG.
We're welcoming in Justin and we're turning him into a name.
Yes. Yeah. I work with Buzz. I berate him every time
all
he's
the
on
time.
The air.
He's an idiot.
Is the whole point. And is Justin weird? He is. God bless him.
Yeah.
The guy just shows up everywhere. It's the weirdest thing I ever saw.
Did you see him on game day?
He was there on game day.
Yeah, of course he was. Yeah. He's everywhere.
He was at the Jordan Mulata show the other night, too.
Yep.
Yeah. He's like a cat.
Yes. He's like, oh,
shows
whoa.
Up.
I didn't know he was here. He's like, oh.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, I almost tripped over you. What are you doing right behind my leg? That's Justin.
The fourth on my stock watch is Furry Bruce. Stock's up.
Yeah.
Now,
Furry Bruce stock is up.
Yeah. Oh, listen, when we get him on, we're going to get more of these furry stories with him.
Yes.
Now, everything else, not great.
Yeah.
Per usual.
Bruce in D.C.
Great guy.
Furry Bruce.
In.
Yeah.
And an interesting story yesterday about, like, you know, went to his mom's room and something a lot going on there as well. We got to break down.
Well, that's not what he said.
Said something about.
He said the mom.
His mom put
the towel on the washcloth.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Set his.
But that part was a little.
That's weird in itself.
Yeah, his mom's laying out
before
the towel.
Furry convention he's going to go to. Yeah.
And that's why he couldn't go to the furry convention, because the raccoon that was in his house dutied on the washcloth. Why didn't he just get a different? Oh, because he had to call animal control and so on and so forth. And you would think a furry would love a raccoon in the house, but as it turns out, they don't. They don't like real animals. They don't like fake animals. Yeah.
He also said the shadow was moving silently.
Yes.
What other way would it move?
Yeah. It's a really good
point. I've never heard a loud shadow.
Yeah. When he said it, I was like. Of course it was quiet.
He was so into the story.
He was. That's why I didn't interrupt him.
The thing about Bruce is, when we're talking to him about sports, he's sort of all over the place. When he has this furry story, he's
locked in.
He is dialed in. And did we find out he's a wolf? Is that what he is normally?
No, I think I made that up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because sometimes it's slow to move through his sports points.
Yes.
When we start talking about furry in real life, bang.
Yep. It's right in there.
And the other thing I appreciate about Bruce, he'll wait like 3 hours.
Yeah, he furry Bruce doesn't mind.
No. We only waited 4 yesterday.
Almost. Yes, yeah. We got him up there, though.
Yeah. Well, you gotta have, if you're gonna have a furry story, you gotta get in the right spot of the show. Right.
Yeah, it's not, we can't do furry at 3:30 or 2:30.
No.
Furry is 4:30 and on.
Yes, absolutely.
This falls apart.
It's funny because people, when they listen to the radio, they're like, they usually just listen the time that they listen. Right. You know that, and there's a segment of people that always listen from 4:30 on that probably think
they know
this show is so unhinged because they never hear any other part of the show.
Yeah. Like, where's the sports topic at around there?
It's always Furry Bruce and Herb and OK Andrew. And,
yeah. They're all getting in there.
Yep.
3 on my stock watch, and this hurts to do.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
But Yoshi's down.
What?
Where's he been?
What?
Wait, I haven't talked to him all week. Did he even call Friday?
Did we talk to Yoshi last week?
I think I haven't talked to Yoshi. I think he's turning into a once-a-week caller. And that's not my Yoshi in Brewery Town.
Especially during football season.
Especially during fantasy football season. All he does is talk about his fantasy team.
That's true.
Yeah.
We'll definitely get that call before we get out of here.
Oh, for sure. It's probably ringing right now.
Yeah.
He did the bat signal, the Yoshi signal. The Yoshi signal is just a sleeveless T-shirt. A light in the sky of his sleeveless T-shirt, even if it's December.
Yeah. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. Second on stock watch is Herb in the Northeast, which is up. I mean, he's been on a heater. I don't care. The calls are 8-9 minutes long, right around that 5-minute mark. Once we get through the nonsense of like, I've noticed they're keeping their head down on the ball with baseball, then we start getting some gold. He's on a good run.
He pivoted in the middle of the call today to a topic I can't remember. I thought the call was over, and he just... What was the pivot in the middle of the call today? There was some topic he brought up.
Well, you asked him what kind of meatballs he...
I asked him how he makes a good spaghetti sauce, and he just said... Tomato sauce or whatever.
But then he said he doesn't like tomatoes.
Yeah, I asked him what kind. I was like, do you use San Marzano tomatoes? And he was like, I don't like tomatoes in my sauce. What's the sauce made out of?
Yeah.
What do you think it's made out of?
Herb calls are so long.
Yes.
That sometimes you forget where it started and where it...
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Everybody forgets where it started.
We got to track his testosterone thing, though.
Yeah, the T levels is one that we're monitoring. Mm-hmm. We got to make sure that he gets that stuff up. But number one on Stockwatch is Bam and Upper Darby. It couldn't be through the roof.
Yeah.
Through the roof.
Up.
Yeah,
up,
I agree
up.
With you on this one.
We're learning about his jail time.
Yep.
That was.
His snacks.
His snacks.
And by the way.
I'm still trying to figure out how to get jail time.
Oh, he's doing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, he stole a car. But even then.
This is before.
He got put in jail? Yes, before. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he was not, so Bam is blind, but he was not when he was younger, because we have a Vince, his regular listener, went to high school with Bam.
Okay.
He's the one who told us that Bam used to be a Redskins fan when he was younger.
Right.
And so it must have been then.
Yep.
And speaking of which, by the way, this hour presented by Guided Torn Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Torn Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or to go to GOGUIDA.com. Speak of the devil. Bam.
Wow, and he appears.
Number one on the stock watch. How do you feel about that, Bam?
I took the title back. I had it last. I heard it a couple weeks ago, about a month ago. I had it. When Jack was doing it about a month ago, I was number one.
Yep.
You're having a great run, bud.
Yep.
Thank you. Appreciate it, fellas. Hey, before I get to my sports point, right?
Yes.
The guy Smooth Joe, I was listening to him. Don't he remind you of somebody?
Is there somebody specific? He kind of talks like Morgan Freeman.
No, he talks like Tornado Shapiro.
There's a little bit of that in there. Yeah, there's a little bit of that in there.
I didn't catch it.
Yeah, he's like less boisterous than Tornado Shapiro, but there is a little Tornado Shapiro in there.
Probably gets better forecast, too.
Yeah, well, 50-50. 100, he's right 100% of the time. That's a good call, Bam.
Yeah. I know whoever George is in our fantasy league, fellas.
Yeah.
He's going down this week.
Oh, you facing George this week? Who is George?
George in North Philly is the guy we gave him two trivia questions. He got them wrong.
Right.
But we still put him in.
Good caller. Good caller. Well, Bam, if I mentioned to you yesterday, I did bust your ass last week in fantasy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right.
I know. It's only week one.
Okay.
But listen, tonight, fellas, bring out the brooms.
Yeah.
Sweep, sweep.
Would love to get a sweep. Would have never bet on a sweep in
Who's
a million years. It is
Lizardo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mets are in trouble.
And we must have one of the kids from the Mets. Is it Tong?
No, it's David Peterson.
Oh, well, he's a good pitcher.
Who I feel like they never hit. But.
Yeah, he's a good pitcher. He's had a pretty good year.
Yeah. And I think I can answer the next question, but I think I won yesterday, right?
Yeah, what's your pet peeve?
You did. Yeah, you can. Yeah, give us a pet peeve, Ben.
Okay. My pet peeve is like, all right, so when Lady T goes to me and says something, and then she says, never mind, and then I'm like, yo, just tell me what it is. People tell you, they say something, and then like 30 seconds later, they turn around and like, never mind. I'm like, I didn't hear what you said.
Yes. The never mind is a big one, Bam. Thank you for the call, Bam. That one and the, hey, what's the matter? And it's like, nothing. It's like, all right, well, I've seen you every day of my life for the last decade and a half.
Something's the matter, yes.
Don't tell me nothing.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. The never mind thing is another one, too.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Nah, never mind.
Yeah. That. Listen, we're all married, so we're all used to that. Yeah, that comes.
Yeah. Look, this is what it is. 215-592-9494.
Usually means they're irritated with us for some reason.
100% of the time.
That's what that normally is.
100%.
Yeah.
The what's wrong thing, what I'm really asking is did I
me?
Do something?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
What did I do?
What did I do?
How can we move on?
Yes.
From the talk of
yes, I'm sorry I said that you leave the half-finished seltzer cans all over the house. You do, but it's okay. I love you anyway, right? I'm not perfect. Far from it. Spike in Bristol, you're on WIP. What's up, Spike?
Oh, hi. I'll tell you one of my pet peeves.
Oh, wow.
My biggest pet peeve is when I call WIP and I have to listen to people that sound like they're drunk. And you guys let them talk for like 20 minutes. I'll let you figure out who that was.
Whoa.
And
is that Herb?
Then, yeah.
Well, Herb's like not drunk.
He always sounds like he's just tied a load on.
Well,
I got the tightest strike zone you ever seen.
Well, yeah, he's special, Spike. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
He is special.
Yeah.
Oh, you got that right.
Yeah.
Special.
Wow.
But I don't mean like, you know, special like.
Oh, we know.
You know.
Yeah, we know.
Okay. Spike, let me ask you this. Just real quick. I'll let you get your point. But if you were to poll all of our listeners and say, do you like Herb or do you dislike Herb? What do you think that poll result would be?
I think you guys would be disappointed.
It seems
like you think that Herb's like your little toy that you pull out of the box and you all get big giant belly laughs out of it.
We
but
do.
The rest of us are out here rolling our eyes and thinking he's totally drunk.
He's definitely not drunk. Yeah. I can assure you. Most of the time, I don't think he is. It's just Herb. Anyway.
Yeah, well, anyways. And
what else you got, Spike?
He obviously does not have any clue about how to make marinara sauce because he doesn't put tomatoes in it. Come on.
Yeah, well,
anyway,
that was a Hail Mary for me. Sometimes in the middle of a Herb call, if I just throw something in there, sometimes I'll go, hey, Herb, what kind of a lover are you? Or, hey, Herb.
Oh, my God. Don't ever.
I've done it. I've done it.
I'm glad I didn't hear him going on and on about that.
Well.
Oh, my God.
Well.
Oh, cover my ears.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yes.
Is this your pet peeve?
Yeah. That's my biggest pet peeve.
Okay.
Yeah. Herb and, you know, all that.
Okay.
So, anyway. Okay. So, yes, I'm going to tell you that I think that the Eagles are going to win this one.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be a tooth and nail biter because the Chiefs are not going to want to give it up, and they're going to fight us hard. And they've seen what our defense is now like, okay, a year later or, you know, a season later.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got our number. So, you know, we need to step it up, and Jalen needs to be at his best, and Jalen Carter needs to stop spitting on people.
Yes.
So, well, that's for sure.
That would be a win. Could you imagine if Jalen Carter just immediately spits on Patrick Mahomes just as a bit?
It might run him for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, the league might run him for the rest of the season.
It'd be. Could you imagine doing the show the next day? It would be a great show. I'd have to respect it. Yeah.
Anyway, so there won't be any spitting this week. I'm quite sure of it.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm thinking that the Eagles will manage to come out on top, but they're going to have to really buckle down and play good football. So
they are.
That's what Spike from Bristol has to say.
Well,
love it, Spike.
Love it, Spike. A road game in Kansas City, they absolutely have to. And
I love you. I love you, Ike.
Yes, ma'am.
You're my favorite.
Wow.
Per usual.
Yep.
Ah, thank you.
Yes. And Spike, real quick, how would you make the perfect marinara sauce?
Oh, well, I would definitely put tomatoes in it.
Okay.
And I put tons of garlic, like I always do.
There you go.
And I would put just a tiny bit, maybe, of wine. Maybe. And I definitely would put meat juice in at the end, but marinara is typically called marinara because it does not have meat.
There you go.
Spike's favorite.
Anyway,
all right.
That's pretty much.
I love it.
Okay?
All right, Spike.
Take care, Spike.
Thank you for the call. Man, she does not like her.
No.
She's my favorite, Spike.
Wow.
Is her name Brett?
She's got the same attitude problem. I can tell you that. There are some similarities there aside from the name. Yeah, very feisty. You know what my number one pet peeve is when I got to sit on hold and I hear some drunk guy rambling, blah, 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 blah.
I knew when she said when she has to sit on hold, we were in trouble.
Yeah. That part of the call is always, my eyebrow goes up. You got to be good after you complain about sitting on hold,
right,
or I'm going to get pissy about it. But that was good.
Yes.
Spike versus Spike in a complaint off.
Yes.
Could also be a bet.
Yeah. The beauty of Herb is that he is doing that without being inebriated. That is
right.
That is just who Herb is. You call him, he calls most of the time. A lot of times he doesn't even talk about sports. He'll just talk about whatever is going on in his life at that moment.
Yeah.
He doesn't recognize, I don't think, fully that.
You got to hear enough of Herb, Spike.
Yes.
You got to hear enough of it.
It took me a while to understand.
Yeah, it did. Like, yeah, you weren't all the way in the beginning.
I don't know if you caught this during the call. He described Baldy as his friend from Los Angeles.
Yes.
He knows everyone.
I did. I caught it.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. OK Andrew is on WIP. What's up, OK?
What it do, afternoon crew?
What it do, Andrew?
What it do, Andrew?
Man, I got two things. But first, man, I got to get my stock up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dak didn't even have you on his list.
Yeah. He's forgotten about you.
Never.
I've been inconsistent. Got a couple of things going on in the fall, but working on it, grinding.
Okay.
Day,
he's grinding.
All right.
I got two things. One Phillies thing is this game is pretty special, I think. Not only that we can sweep the Mets just like they did to us, and also this game is on 9/11. And as we know during Phillies games, I mean, we've had some very memorable ones versus the Mets when they were chanting USA, and Harry Callis had great quotes from the vet when it happened. So I think it's going to be a special one. It's going to be a cool game to watch with the Baby Blues, and I think we're going to come out top today.
I hope so. I hope so. And what was your second one?
I'm kind of developing the story that's been kind of said after the Denzel Ward contract restructure. I think that we're going to take a shot at him. I mean, why not? He has 2 years left on his contract. We traded for Darius Slay for a fifth-round pick at 28. Jalen Ramsey was traded two firsts at 24 years old, and I think we're going to trade a second and two-thirds for Denzel Ward for 2 years of great cornerback play. He got about a $1 million cap hit and he's going to start outside, move Bennett into the slot, and maybe move Coop back to safety so we have confident starters at every secondary position.
So I didn't notice this. They just restructured his contract, Denzel Ward. Do you think they're going to trade him 2 weeks after doing that?
Well, the Browns are pretty poverty, as we know, for a while since Baker's there. And I don't think someone aging in their career from 28 to 31 would want to be there miserably losing every single year.
Well, he'd be a good player to get.
Oh, yeah. Denzel Ward, for sure. Okay. Did we practice against the Browns this year? Yeah, we did.
Remember, that was when Shedeur Sanders had the oblique injury.
Yeah.
Okay, Andrew, for next question today for the Bite for the Fight tickets, what is your pet peeve?
So this goes out to our brother. Ever since I was young till now, every single time I'm watching a game or there's two games on, he keeps flipping the channels every single time, no matter what. No matter whether it's golf, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, he always flips the channels. And stay on one, watch the other game somewhere else.
A channel flipper. All right, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to picture?
I don't like the people that channel flip in the commercial break when the game's on.
During the commercial break?
Yeah.
That's the time to flip.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, what if you miss?
You just got to have the internal clock to get back.
Yeah, you
got to
come back. Yeah, you got to come back.
Nah.
That's a, look, you know. There are some differences between men and women.
Uh-huh.
Men have the sense of when the commercial break is over.
Go back. Come back.
Yeah. I'm a flipper. Whatever happened to picture in picture?
I know.
Remember, that used to be so big on televisions. I feel like I could use it.
The box is too small.
What's that?
The box is too small.
And the picture in picture.
Yeah.
Oh, in picture, the box is too
small. Yeah, well, like, if they can make it a nice side-by-side or something like
that. Side-by-side would be great. That way I can just look at one thing. My problem is, I have one on the laptop or something, and one on the TV, but my eyes, I have to go back and forth.
Go back and forth.
I would love to be able to do it.
Well, now, it sucks when the game is being on a streaming service, because you can't flip it.
You can't flip,
It takes too much time to get back to the game and get back into the
stream. Get out of the app.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is one thing that is worse with that.
Yeah.
I haven't tried the YouTube TV. I do have the YouTube NFL subscription. I haven't tried you can do four games at once.
That's what I was getting ready to say. How do you do the four
quad box?
Yeah, the quad box.
You have to have that YouTube you have to have the YouTube NFL Sunday Ticket subscription, and you can do it within YouTube. And if you do it on there, you can put YouTube up on the screen or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be the move. Is that something else I got to buy?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm out.
Yeah. I think it's $170 for the season, but you get every game?
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
I got the red zone.
Yeah.
By the way, they did the red zone with the commercials Sunday.
Yeah, it's like 15 seconds of commercials.
Yeah,
right?
It wasn't bad. I mean, they made a big deal. Like, they were really going to commercial break or something.
They just do what golf does when they do the play.
Yeah, they just do. Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
You know what?
They run the commercial, but they still have the action going on that you can see it.
I'm not a red zone guy at all. Yeah. I just like watching the game. But
oh, man, I love it.
I think the problem with adding the commercials is not that there's commercials in there. It's that all of these services got you to sign up, and you pay for it, and then they start adding commercials in.
Right.
So Prime, you're paying for it. You're like, oh, I have all this video, and then they start putting the commercials
in.
That is the issue.
Yeah, that's how they always get you.
Yeah. I don't mind paying for something that has commercials. We bought magazines and newspapers for 100 years that had advertisements
in
them.
They get you hooked in. You're used to watching it.
Yes.
And then they bring the commercials in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they know you're not going to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So you'll like Red Zone if you start gambling.
Nah. I don't gamble that much.
Yeah, but like being able to watch your touchdowns?
Gamble a lot.
I'm not a Red Zone guy. I like watching the game.
Gambling, fantasy football. I got to watch everybody, man. This is a great weekend.
Yeah. Oh, because you got the 4 o'clock game.
Man.
And the huge fight Saturday.
I got Saturday. I got Sunday. Man, it is a huge fight Saturday.
Huge fight, yeah.
It's on Netflix. Yeah. Check
That's
it out.
That's what we heard. Canelo.
Not on my mom's login anymore, so on Netflix.
Wait, what's that?
He doesn't have his mother's login.
Oh. For Netflix? You are something else.
He's not joking either.
No, he's not.
He's not joking.
To belabor that point, I think that's the right term.
Yeah.
My dad just get done cutting my lawn.
His dad cut his grass.
Come on, man.
Do you do anything?
We don't have a mower yet. So he's cutting it.
So he drove the mower over and cut the lawn?
Yeah.
pay somebody to do it.
Nah,
there's no way he's doing that. Yeah, there's no way he's doing that.
Kidding? I got free service.
Just cut it yourself.
He
could have dropped the mower off.
Yeah, well, I gotta figure out how to use it.
It's a rod mower.
It's a rotting mower. Yeah. I'll get my own rotting mower one of these years.
One of these years?
Yeah.
I've been saying that for 20 years. I still don't have one.
Yeah, it's like when I first got a house, I thought to myself, I'm going to mow the lawn.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, one of the newest Eagles talked about what Eagles culture is like now that he is on the team. We'll get to that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.